all the way from Lafayette, Louisiana, singer James Dupre joins us. Lafayette, by the way, being the birthplace of Ruth Chris Steakhouse.
I did not realize that.
And 307 Marshall Avenue, which is where I grew up, right down the street from Como High School.
Wow, that's awesome.
But you know what? You didn't call to hear about me. I called to hear about you. Hey, first off, I want to say congratulations. Boy, to be invited to be a part of this Randy Travis project must have been quite an honor. But, you know, listening to what I have heard of this, did you have any earthly idea what an undertaking it would be and how big it would be?
Well, thankfully, I didn't. At the time that I recorded this particular song, I had no idea that it was going to be used this way.
Is that right?
So I didn't have to feel all that pressure. So basically, the story is I recorded it in 2011 with Kyle Lenning, who was working on a project for me at the time, which, if you don't know, Kyle produced all of Randy's music throughout his whole career. Mm. So, you know, basically it was unreleased and it sat on the shelf for years, and I thought it was just forgotten about until this year. And Kyle had been working on this AI model for Randy, and this was like the first song that he pulled out of his back pocket and said, let me try and see if this works, and voila.
See, that's the thing. I think there's a lot of misconceptions, and I'm going to admit to something I would never ordinarily do. I didn't do a whole lot of reading up on a lot of this just because I wanted these questions to come more from the position of a fan than a broadcaster. And that, I think, was one of the misconceptions, I think, when I heard that this was out, was that all the songs that were on this were like previously unreleased Randy Travis works. And that's apparently not the case.
No, not the case. And so, in fact, there are two new singles that are in the works that are, new songs, never been recorded, never been released. So I'm not exactly sure on a timeline on those two, but I do know that Randy has two new singles in the works right now.
Take me through the process. You said this was kind of already in the can and already done. So with the other songs on this album, will you be a part of the process on them or no?
Yes. So when they've already recorded the band on the tracking and everything, so that's already done. It's just to get the vocals, which is obviously the hardest part.
Yeah.
So I've already recorded my takes on this, and Kyle's been kind of tweaking, working with it and everything. And as far as I know, I don't think I need to go and re-record anything, but that's to be seen.
Yeah, I was told that this was not necessarily, you know, a press the button, pray to God, and it all magically appears in 5 minutes or so kind of thing. There are a lot of tweaks, a lot of subtle nuances in order to really make it sound like it wasn't assembled by a robot. And obviously the single where that came from is evidence of that. I mean, it was no small undertaking.
No. And you know, Kyle being, you know, Randy's producer for, you know, however long, 30 plus years, I guess, you know, he knows his voice like no other. And so I think that he's taking every little note for note, millisecond by millisecond, making sure that it's authentically Randy Travis. And, you know, that can't be easy.
Right. Well, tell me a little bit about this tour that you're going on, this More Life tour. They're calling you the guest vocalist, and I understand you're actually going to be on the road with Randy Travis's backing band, his road band. So obviously this is very much a Randy Travis show.
And Randy, of course, will be there as well at every date. Randy and his wife, they're on the stage for the entire show with the band, and it's just a lot of fun. He's interacting with the fans, his band, and you know, if you haven't seen it before, it's really fun. We've had a lot of positive reviews. People go in understandably skeptical, you know, because it's not Randy singing, and but we've had a lot of great reviews from people after the show. So I'm not trying to impersonate Randy by any means. I'm sounding like me. I think the reason that they chose me to do the vocals is because we have a similar tone and a similar delivery.
Right.
But I'm not going to like try to sound like Randy.
obviously you're spending time with Randy every day. How is Randy doing?
He's great. I mean, he's staying very busy between the tour and many other things that he's involved with. You know, he still has trouble communicating, but I think that with Mary and his other family members who are always around him, they pretty much know now like what he's trying to say. And you know, mentally he's 100% there, you know. So a lot of people think that he's not like mentally there, but he is. Aphasia is what it's called. And it has to be very frustrating.
I can't imagine.
I think he's happy and he's having a great time getting out there and seeing fans. I mean, he's always out doing something.
So tell me about you. What are you planning on doing beyond this Randy Travis project? I mean, it's a neat thing. It's a groundbreaking thing. It's a headline fetching thing, but you know, obviously you have your own career to consider as well.
Yeah. So I'm working on some new music right now. Probably not going to get back in the studio this year, but next year is what it's looking like. And between the Randy Travis dates, I'm going to be doing my own dates as well. And yeah, that's kind of what I'm looking forward to right now.
Well, if you haven't heard the song, you haven't been listening to my show because we have been playing it. It's called Where That Came From. And James Dupre is a big part of the reason that we're hearing it at all. And again, if you want to find out where to see Randy and his wife and James and the band, just go to randytravis.com. They could be in your neighborhood before you know it. James, I am so glad I got to chat with you today. And I just want to say thank you. You know, it must be a humbling thing, but also a very exciting thing to know that you, without you, you know, this man would not have a voice at all on country radio again. And you were such a critical part of making that happen.
And, you know, it's an honor. And, you know, Randy has been a longtime friend of mine now. And I just, you know, anything that I can do to help, it's just an honor because he is the reason that I wanted to be a country singer in the first place.